This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
We're at the United States Marine Corps Museum. Please join us as we visit with Mike Miller, the archivist of the United States Marine Corps. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Quantico.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's kind of like coming to Mecca.
Well, good to be here. Hope you get a haircut and a tattoo, perhaps, outside.
I think that's mandatory in the territory.
That's it.
Tell us a little bit about your mission and what you do and what is most rewarding in your work.
We are basically, if you can think of us as the Marine Corps attic. You know, we've all got a place where we stick our cool stuff up there and we want to save it and preserve it. So we serve that mission for the Marine Corps. We have material going back to 1775, and we have current material coming in from Afghanistan and Iraq. Mm-hmm. Everything in between. And it's commandants, it's privates, Medal of Honor recipients, bakers, cooks, all of us, any Marine.
Wow, fascinating. So you probably have a big attic.
Oh, yeah, big attic, and we want to build a bigger one.
Speaking of that, tell us about the National Marine Corps Museum. This is an incredible facility.
Oh, I know. When I walk in here, the hair on the back of my neck stands up because it's where you can come to find out what a Marine is, what a Marine does, and what a Marine's done in the past.
Give us a visual overview of what is the, oh my gosh, things to see.
The striking thing, I think, when you come up to the National Museum is you see this angle. And what that angle is, the angle of the building, it's the shape of the Marine Corps flag raising on Iwo Jima, the iconic thing that most Americans remember. So when you see that, you automatically recognize that as being Marine. And you come walking up closer and closer, go inside, there's a huge atrium with the Marine Corps aircraft hanging down from the ceiling. There's life-size dioramas there in the atrium. And then you go back into the galleries, and it's just amazing what you see there.
Some of the archival things that you have here, I know one is the flag of Iwo Jima.
Yeah, the flag of Iwo Jima. There's actually two flags, and we have both of them. And those are our number one artifacts, I would say. Mm-hmm. We also have other things that we put in that cool category for those of us at home that what we have in our attic. We have the Harry Truman apology letter to the Commandant of the Marine Corps. Most people don't know about that, the President apologizing to the Commandant, but that happened under Harry Truman's time when he accused the Marine Corps of having a propaganda machine as big as Stalin's, and that came to the public outcry, and he had to issue an actual apology on White House stationery. And then we have a map from 1775 that's still good today. I mean, it's actually, you can navigate on it even if you have a sextant and the right tools and the sun is right. And we had a tour go through, and a Coast Guard officer looked at that map and says, I can still navigate with that. And he actually did a drug bust right off of the coast of Yucatan there, so he recognized his spot.
Fascinating. Some of the other things, you have a lot of aircraft here, tanks, just an amazing array of equipment.
There's some one-of-a-kind artifacts here, including the Amtraks of World War II. I'm sure everyone's watched the Pacific HBO series or will watch it. And some of that gear that you see there, much different than the European theater of World War II, is here on display. The Amtraks, the tanks, the strange and different weapons that the Marine Corps developed for the amphibious war in the Pacific. Going back into the World War I era, also with the uniforms that the Marines wore. But it's a good place to come with your family as well, you know, particularly if you have a Marine relative that he can come here, and almost every time the family comes, and sometimes it's the first time they've heard the stories of their grandfather or their husband talk about what it is to be a Marine, and he remembers that piece of equipment, that rifle, that tank, that Amtrak, and you see a lot of bonding going on here in the museum.
To take it a step further as kind of a mecca, today I was pointed out to a guy that was on Guadalcanal who's a docent here that kids and people can talk to. This is incredible.
Well, it's important for us, especially to have the kids come. I mean, this is a place where they need to learn about America's history. and all the things that these men sacrificed for and preserve that. You know, sometimes you do surveys out there, and how many people have actually heard of Iwo Jima in sixth grade is astoundingly low. So the sacrifices that were made by these Marines should be remembered.
And revered and honored.
Yes. The sacrifice they made was great. And there's so few of the World War II Marines left by every day. So this is, you know, a monument essentially to them as well.
It's a real precious time in history to physically come and visit the Marine Corps Museum, because this is going to be the last opportunity for many people to physically talk to people who are combat survivors of World War II. Pretty incredible.
That's why coming to work every day for me is like coming on Christmas Day, because you know, you don't know what's going to come in through the door as far as a donation or who you're going to meet. It could be a Marine ace from World War II. It could be a Marine astronaut. It could be...
Well, what was it, 5 minutes ago? We had something come from outer space to our front door here.
Absolutely. There were some artifacts that were taken up into space and brought back for the museum. So it runs the entire gamut. And most people think of Marines as combat, but there's also all the other aspects of being a Marine, you know, the humanitarian issues.
In your time here at Quantico, the aha moment, the most incredible things that have come your way.
There are so many important memories. One of them would be the sister of John Bazelone from Guadalcanal, the Medal of Honor recipient. And the day that she brought in the bus that sat in their family home for all those years, she donated to the museum. To look in her eyes and talk about her brother and the family, and for her to hand me that at that last moment was very poignant for me. That's one of the best.
You have a rich and rewarding job.
Well, you know, talking to the veterans is, I guess, the biggest reward. Being able to hear their stories, to preserve their memory, and you know, you see tears in their eyes when they bring their material in for us, because they know it's going to be saved so that Americans 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, will be able to come in and read their letters, what it was like to be a Marine from any period. And that's so important for us.
We have had the honor and the pleasure of speaking with Mike Miller, your host Tom Wilmer, reporting from the Marine Corps Museum in Quantico, Virginia.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust preservation initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.